Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
You are now turned into Angela, what I call her Yee. Way up.
Way up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Maino is here.
I ain't got time to argue with you.
All right, so this is day two of your
fast. Yes, it is.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm not that hungry.
Okay, good. You know, we could probably live off of our fat for like a month. So well, maybe longer.
Wow.
Yeah, so you should be fine. A couple of days, though?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm just using the bathroom a lot because I'm drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, that's true. I'm yesterday, cool, I kept going to pee. But anyway, all right, well, day two of the detox.
Yeah.
And today we have a special guest, two special guests joining us, Royce the 5'9 and Nissan, who is a rapper, but also Proof's son.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and I met him.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I met him the other day when I went to Sirius. I ran into Royce and met Proof's son, yep.
All right, well, we'll be talking about 313 Day. You know, in Detroit, March 13th every year is their holiday, 313 Day.
Yeah.
And I'll actually be in Detroit tomorrow at the Pistons game.
Yeah.
Celebrating 313 Day. All right, also, happy birthday to our video producer up here, JP.
JP.
He just got back from vacation.
Where did he go?
Alaska. He went to Alaska.
That's a vacation? I like that for him, JP.
Okay, I got to learn more about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge.
I like that for you, JP. Happy birthday.
I need a vacation, too.
To Alaska?
I would see. I'm going to ask him what that was like.
Okay.
Isn't Alaska like the
cold?
Sun is out for the whole day or something like that? At certain times of the year?
It's nighttime. When it's wintertime, it's nighttime like all day. You get a little bit of sun. And I think when the summertime comes, it's sun all day. I think.
Let me Google it.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's shine a light when we come back. 800-292-5150 is the number. Call us up and let us know who you want to spread some love and positivity to. Let's shine a light. It's way up.
I'ma shine. I'ma shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee, and I'm here. Maino's here.
New Maino!
Right.
You ready to shine a light?
Let's do it.
All right, well, let's shine a light on Paula Dolores. She has a brand that she created called the Melanated Bar. It's a skincare brand, and she started this in 2016 from Chicago. And she did this alongside her husband, also Chris Gibbs. As a matter of fact, the brand started to do so well that that's what he started doing full-time as well. The two of them have been very committed, and they've actually reached up to $1 million in sales. So that's a huge, huge deal. And so, yeah, the Melanated Bar. She said that she was talking about her well-being and self-care, and she realized there was a period of time she wasn't wanting to leave the house, and she started putting together this skincare products, and she had problems like hyperpigmentation, but she said once her skin started looking better, and that really helped a transformation, which also helped with her mental health. All right, so shout out to the Melanated Bar founder, and to their whole family, because it's a family affair. Paula Dolores.
When you got good skin, you feel better.
All right, well, who do you guys want to shine a light on? Tanisha, who you want to shine a light on?
I like to shine a light on Zarina Lomax. She's a young African-American woman from Philadelphia. She's basically the voice of many slain murder victim families. Without her, we wouldn't even have our stories told. She's doing it all from the muscle, all out of her own pockets, and I'm so grateful for this young woman.
Zarina, you said, right? Zarina Lomax? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now, the Zarina Lomax Show.
My son was murdered in September of 2022, and without her, his story wouldn't have even gotten told. I contacted every news outlet. Ooh. Nobody cared. This young lady somehow found me on Instagram and not only shared this story, but also navigated into resources such as, like, you know, Against Anti-Violence Network, which I didn't even know existed because I live in Delaware County. So she's provided a lot of resources, not just for myself, but many families of gun victims who can't even get in touch with their detective.
Oh, Tanisha, I'm so glad that you called it and shined a light on Zarina Lomax. I could tell just from your voice that this was something personal for you, too. So I appreciate you.
I'm grateful that you guys even allowed me to do so. Thank you so much.
All right. We love you, Tanisha.
Have a great day, DC.
You too. All right. Well, that was Shine a Light. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. And let's talk about Ye. Kanye has broken some more records. He's also reunited with his former manager. We'll talk all about it. It's Way Up.
Well, she about to blow the lid.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off this pot.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Angela spilling that Yee tea.
Come and get the tea.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and Mano's in the building.
New Mano!
Yep.
New Mano. Let's get into this Yee tea. Kanye is back with his former manager, John Monopoly. He's back in the fold. That's who I had to deal with when Jay Electronica went to go write for the Donda album, Ja Monopoly. But I
so
feel
he
like
handles all the business.
Yeah, he's been with him from the beginning.
Yeah, I remember him.
They would always like, you know, fall out,
fall
and,
out
get
and
back.
Get back together.
I don't know what really goes on behind the scenes, but he's back. All right. And it was confirmed over the weekend. So they're going to be working on a world tour that will feature full production and performances. He's been running into some issues trying to get this concert series together for his new album. All right. And Kanye, by the way, has a number one song. So congratulations to him. Carnival is a number one song. That's the collaboration Ty Dolla $ign album with Playboi Carti and Rich the Kid. That's his right. fifth number one single. So
he said F you to a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, he did. We're going to get to that. He's the first rapper to top the chart in three different decades, by the way. That's 30 years of being on the charts, but also having number ones. That's a huge deal.
He's been around 30 years, though. Three different teams. He came out in what, 2000?
Well, in different decades. So it could be like, you know, 2010, 2010, 2020s.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Got it.
It could have been like 2019.
Right.
All right. Well, in the meantime, though, he definitely did have an Instagram post that has since been deleted where he talked about Adidas and anybody who works there or with them. Here's what he had to say.
When I was there, I was stealing my ideas and putting in a company. Then you started making fake colorways. Then you paid off my lawyers while I was with you. Then you dropped me on a morality clause, even though y'all was the ones stealing my designs. Then you got the CEO coming up to me talking about, are we just gonna burn the product?
And then in the post that he wrote, where he said, F Adidas and everybody who works there or with them, anyone who goes to school with anyone whose parents work at Adidas, just know they tried to destroy me. And here we are with the number one song in the world, like the fake dude I saw in the lobby at the Ritz that works at GOAT. He also went on to say, F Drake for taking Dirk.
Drake?
Right at the beginning of the Drake. Vultures and rollout. I'll come back to y'all if I think of more FUs. If he thinks of some more, he'll be back.
No, he'll definitely be back with some FUs.
Yeah, he definitely will. And Cardi B has new music coming out. She announced new music and she also put out her cover artwork. And this song is her new single called Enough Miami. The scheduled release date is Friday. Here's a little snippet.
Me versus you and you know what they're picking. Cheap and expensive, you know the difference. You know that it's hitting, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, put a bear. I can survive in the coldest conditions. Spend all day time when they spin. This shit is water, soaking the dishes. I'm not pressing like ball constrictors.
Okay, new Cardi. So, you know, we'll be doing that for new music on Friday. And that is your Yeetie. And when we come back, we have About Last Night. If you can hear my voice and hear what's going on right now, you know, I'm a little congested. And that's from breathing in all this dust. I have a bad dust allergy. But I was cleaning all yesterday. We'll talk about it because I want to know, have you ever picked up things like off the street to bring into your house?
No.
Furniture? My dad is the king of that. But we'll talk about it. He made me do some, like we'll discuss it. It was traumatizing as a child. But we have About Last Night when we come back. But right now, let's hear some Wale and Miguel. Let's smooth it out with some Lotus Flower Bomb. It's way up.
Last night.
So, about last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
All right, it's way up, and we're talking about last night. Now, Maina, what'd you do last night?
I was out picking up things off the street
that
I could use. Yeah, I was running around New York City with a cape on, just picking things up. Like, oh, here's a desk.
Anyway, I know you can't eat anything right now, so how was that for you?
I was getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I didn't want to do much. I was like, do I exert energy?
Yeah, you can. You're fine. It's been one day.
Yeah, but I had to get
you.
It's one day.
But
you know what it is? Food is an addiction. So okay. I had to conquer
certain,
it a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. You know what they say? You should eat to live, not live to eat.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been trying to get this apartment together. I have a new tenant moving in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was finishing everything. And so I had to throw away a dresser. And some shelves and like just a few items. So I was like, all right, it's garbage pickup day tomorrow. So let me just put it on the street. When I tell you it was gone in like less than 10 minutes. And I was like, somebody either on this block had to take it or there had to be a van. Somebody had to have a van because it was a big dresser. And you definitely needed more than one person.
They had to put that on a shopping cart in New York.
No, it couldn't
fit. This is New York City.
No shopping cart. But I was looking at this article about somebody from New York who documents the toys, decor, and furniture left on the sidewalk as garbage that they've been getting for free. So this person actually has like their whole place decorated just from stuff that they found on the street. So that could be like chairs, musical instruments, books that have been thrown out. Sometimes people leave books like on the steps, like take this, you know, if you want it. Clothes, because I put some clothes outside too, because I knew people
that was gone
too.
That.
Yeah, that was gone.
Well, this is New York City. People have been taking stuff out the garbage since the beginning of time.
Well, it was triggering for me because my dad used to do that.
He used to do that.
Growing up. And I remember there was one instance where he took a desk with a chair attached to it that clearly came from a school. It had gum under it and everything. And he bought that home and told me I had to do my schoolwork on it.
And
I was like, I don't want to use this. It's disgusting. There's gum under here and everything. And so I have this thing where I do not like to take stuff that's used even.
But you're traumatized.
But I know a lot of people find things on the street. So I just want to talk to you guys about maybe some things that you've picked up off the street that have been really valuable. You know, over here, this trash collection day, and that's when some people come by and they get to find some gems. Like I'm looking online at some things. Somebody got a whole keyboard that was outside with the trash, TV sets, you know, armoires, mirrors, everything that people have thrown outside and have put a sign on it. Like, take this if you need it. Couches.
I've been shopping in the wrong place.
I'd be scared about bed bugs, you know. But you see this couch? It's like, it looks pretty new.
It looks good.
800-292-5150. Call us up. Do you pick up used items off the street? And if you do, what is the best thing that you have found on the street? This chair is not bad. 800-292-5150. Call us up.
Bobbing way up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More now.
It's way up. I'm here. Mano's in the building.
Yep. Mano.
And we're talking about finding things on the street. I was putting some stuff out on the street while I was cleaning out my rental unit. And when I tell you it was gone in less than 10 minutes, I put out a dresser. I put out like a little table. I put out some clothes too.
It's New York City, baby.
It was all gone. But I'm traumatized by that because my dad used to always take stuff off the street. Vacuum cleaners, bikes. I told you he had a desk with a chair attached to it from a school that he wanted me to do my schoolwork on. I refused. There was gum under it.
Yeah.
There was graffiti on it.
Traumatized.
You've never taken anything off the street?
Yeah, I took a couple of people off the street.
Okay, all right.
Maybe you know, females.
All right, anyway. But I do know that it's a real thing as far as people finding good things that they could actually sell or bring into their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, I threw away a vacuum cleaner that my dad gave me. I was like, where did this vacuum cleaner come from?
A vacuum cleaner might be a go.
He found it on the street.
It's all right, but it's a vacuum cleaner. You could use a vacuum cleaner.
Well, it's outside now.
Look at this guy here, right here.
All right, well, what do you guys think? What is the best item you found off the street? Daniel, what's up?
It was a 65-inch TV.
Wow.
You still got it?
Yeah, I still have it.
Okay, wow, working good, working good. That's a big TV to find on the street.
65 inches.
How did you even know it was going to work? You just had to take a chance and bring it home.
Yeah, I was like, let me just risk it and take it. And it works perfect. No scratches, no nothing.
All right, I'm not mad at that. All right, thanks for calling. Hey, Dante, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Have you picked up some items off the street and taken them home?
I find, like, generators, mowers, and dirt bikes and stuff.
Oh.
People don't store them right. They put them to the road, throw a $25 carburetor on them, and resell it.
You said you pick up vibrators?
No, carburetors.
Carburetors.
And so you sell them?
Carburetors. Yeah, resell them. $25 carburetor, put it in the generator, sell it for $500.
That's a nice flip.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Keep on digging.
Hey, Troy. How are you?
Choice. Like, make a decision.
Choice.
Okay.
Yeah, what up, Mano?
What's up, homie?
What's up, Choice?
Peace to God. What's going on?
All right.
Big Choice from Shaolin, Staten Island, Park Hill, right here. What's going on?
Okay. Okay. Park Hill, 10304.
Yes. Yeah, you know, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to be funny and say that I found a baby, but really my sister just threw her out and I had to come pick her little ass up.
Your baby?
My little sister couldn't handle it. She got mad, put her ass out on the street. I had to come pick her little ass up.
How old was the baby?
Like 4.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. That's awful.
Yo, Yee, I love the way you take it here, the community, man. Oh, I love the way you stand the 10 toes down, bro.
100%.
Thank you for calling.
No.
Choice.
Thank you, Yee. Stay up, baby girl.
Hey, Chantel, how are you?
Hey, hi, Angela. Hi, Mano.
How you doing?
Good. I love you guys.
Thank you, Chantel. What did you find on the street?
Okay, so this is just a quick little story about my parents. So this is back in the 70s. I'm from Harlem. So my mother and father was walking down the street, and they saw a pretty dresser on the street. Mm-hmm. So my father was telling my mother, like, no, we're not taking that inside. So my mother convinced him to bring it in. So one night, like, my mother and father were in bed sleeping, but my father noticed, like, a silhouette near that same dresser that they brought in off the street. So when he went to try to tell my mother, whatever that bad spirit was jumped on him, and he couldn't talk. The only thing he could do is scratch my mother with his big toe. And then she woke up, and it jumped off of him. Then, you know, he told her basically what he saw, and they threw it away.
Oh, wow. So it had a spirit attached to it. And that person threw it out because they felt that spirit. That's crazy.
And he could only scratch it with his big toe?
He couldn't
with
talk.
With his big toenail.
Yes. Listen, that's a real thing. I know somebody who sold their car because there was a spirit like attached to the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody had to throw their hat away because there was a spirit in the hat.
Okay, bye, Mano. Thank you for calling. Mano, you got to take that seriously, okay?
I'll take it serious. Stop playing.
All right, well, you guys can always leave a message in case you couldn't get through. 800-292-5150. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. And Nas has yet another investment that he's doing. This is a huge one, and I'm sure it means a lot to him because this has to do with Queens. All right, it's way up.
They say it's truth in the rumors.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me, Angela.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spilling that Yeezy.
It's way up. Mano's in the building with
me. Mano!
Let's talk about some Yeezy. Rick Ross is upset, and that is because watch expert Nico Leonard Vanderhoest had some things to say about Rick Ross's luxury watch that's worth over $3 million. Here's what he said.
Why are you flaunting fake watches?
There's only one of these watches in the world in 41 mil. There's more coming in the future, but because of the complexity and the difficulty to find these stones, there's currently only one in the world. Can you explain me this, Rick Ross?
Well,
so he's the watch expert.
Yes, he's a watch expert. Mm. Well, Rick Ross did respond. He didn't say much about the watch, but here's what he said.
It's unbelievable, isn't it, fat guy, little piglet? Oh, those emeralds are so rare. It would be so hard for a black man to obtain such a rare timepiece of the simple feat for a boss. Now stay out of grown folks' business, little piglet.
Mm. Wow. And then he went to give a tour of his luxury car collection.
So he didn't say whether it was fake or not.
No, he did not address that part of it. So, huh. But yes, so, you know, some people were saying maybe it's an after gem set.
Right. Maybe it's after aftermarket, like mm-hmm. everything else.
It could be something like that. All right. The Kobe Bryant statue outside of the crypto.com arena has typos. Who did not double check that? So the word decision is spelled wrong. You know, there's a few different typos on that. So they are going to fix that, by the way. But there's no time frame on when those changes will be made. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have typos on that. All right. Nas has joined investment efforts to bring the world's largest casino to Queens, New York. He'll be joining forces with Resorts World in New York City on a $5 billion expansion plan for that casino. So that's a big deal for him being from Queens.
That's a super big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. I saw the promo that they ran for that.
Yes, indeed. He's been doing a lot of great things.
He's been doing a lot.
As far as investing.
Quietly, too, though.
That's what you want to do, right? Be able to have this income coming in that's passive.
Yes, yes.
Investments in things like Ring.
Nas been quiet.
Mass appeal.
Mm-hmm.
He has investments with Dropbox, Lyft.
Dropbox, yeah.
And so many other companies, too. All right. Dak Prescott is saying he's the victim of a $100 million extortion plot, and he has filed a lawsuit. A woman is threatening to go public with false sexual assault allegations against him if he doesn't pay her $100 million. So now he's suing to put a stop to it. He's alleging that the woman who is named Victoria Shore spelled out her extortion plot in a letter to him and his representatives back on February 13th. She says that he assaulted her in February of 2017, just after his rookie season with the Cowboys had concluded. And he said in the suit that if and only if he paid her $100 million, she would stay silent about it. All right.
Man.
Scary out here.
Can't be picking them up off the streets.
$100 million, though.
So what happens when you pick them off the street?
That is quite a lofty lawsuit.
And leave them in the garbage.
All right, 50 Cent is accusing Beam Suntory, that's the liquor brand, of a multi-$1 million embezzlement scheme. Here is what he posted. It's a Fox News report where they're discussing it.
50 Cent's liquor company at the center of a legal battle.
That's right. They filed a lawsuit against the company who supplies their alcohol, accusing them of jacking up prices, costing them millions.
So he's saying that the brand overcharged Sire Spirits for the liquor they supplied and split the difference. That's estimated to be in excess of $6 million. They said this is extremely troubling, and so he wants his money immediately. He said, this is the letter at Beam Suntory sent without my knowledge to the people involved in the scheme that cost me millions. Do I really need to hold a press conference to walk everyone through exactly what happened with convicted felon Mitchell E. Green, Julius Grant, Arnaud Faber, and this guy Beam paid millions of dollars to help sell my brands, Lord Michael Caruso. This will make a great unscripted project. All right, well, that is your Yeetie, and when we come back, we have Under the Radar. You know, I'm always following up on these Airbnb stories, and we'll tell you what has been banned when it comes to Airbnb on all properties. It is Way Up. Under the Radar is next.
I got news.
This is the news that relates to you. These stories are flying under the radar.
It's Way Up. I'm Angela Yee. Mano is here.
Mano.
You ready for Under the Radar?
Let's do it.
All right. Airbnb is now banning the use of indoor security cameras on all properties to prioritize the privacy of our community. So it's a ban, which is a global one, on all of their listings. They had allowed indoor security cameras in common areas like hallways and living rooms, but they were only allowed if they were disclosed on the property listing page before booking. But now there's a new policy that changes that and prohibits them altogether.
Yeah, because I feel some kind of way because I like to use the whole house, you know?
Yeah, my Airbnb, there's a camera in the living room, but we turn it off when somebody rents it.
Yeah,
so we always turn it off, but I could see why somebody would be a little cautious.
I'm probably on some footage.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, are. But you know, the other thing is too, people aren't supposed to do things like bring dogs, or it's a good way to see what's really going on. So you have to really make sure you have the cameras outside the property too. But if there's more entrances, right, you know, sometimes no, you just want to make sure that people are using the property the way that they're supposed to.
I just like to use the furniture and the table.
All right. Everybody relax.
Kitchen.
All right. And according to reports, support for same-sex marriage and LGBTQ protections have dipped in 2023. So people who support that declined to 71% last year from a high of 79% in 2018. According to the PRRI's chief executive, they noted that while support for same-sex marriage and non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people remain significantly higher than it was a decade ago, the year-over-year declines have been surprising. And Democrats, I think we know this, are much more likely than Republicans to support same-sex marriage as well. All right, well, that is your Under the Radar. Now, you know, we got the Way Up Mix at the top of the hour. And in preparation for 313 Day tomorrow in Detroit, that's March 13th, we have Royce da 5'9" and Nissan joining us. Nissan is a rapper, but he's also Proof from D12's son. And they'll be joining us today. It's Way Up.
Way Up.
Just like to talk like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T.
Way Up.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's in the building.
New Mano.
Yep.
Let's get into this Yee T. Rest in peace to Boss.
Yeah.
She's a rapper that was 90s. Signed to Def Jam. She was actually the first female rapper signed to Def
Nikki
Jam.
Nikki D was.
Oh, well, this is the first after. One.
Yeah, Nikki D, I think, was the first rapper. I think she was like 91, I think. 92. Okay. Boss came after. But Boss was hard. Boss came in the whole gangster era.
She was born and raised in Detroit.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the story goes, Russell Simmons was the one that signed her, and she put out her first and only studio album in 1993. It was called Born Gangsters. And here's a song, Deeper, that actually made the Hot 100.
I don't really want to feel.
That was a good song.
Yeah, that was a hot song.
And she had the song with Onyx.
She had a couple
songs. I don't give up.
Like she was lit.
I was a big fan of Boss.
Yeah.
When I was younger. So she was only 54 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
But there's no word on circumstances surrounding her death, but she did have
she had a stroke.
Yeah, they said she was battling renal disease. She was first diagnosed in 2011. Then she had a stroke and seizure that left her needing costly care, including a possible kidney transplant.
Man.
All right, and Daryl Strawberry is resting comfortably. He had a heart attack, according to the New York Mets. And so he posted a photo of himself at the hospital on Instagram and said, "I'm so happy and honored to report that all is well." All right, Bishop Lamar Whitehead, he was convicted yesterday of fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI. And that is for allegedly bilking an elderly woman out of her retirement savings and using his ties with the mayor to try to extort a Bronx business owner. Now, if you guys recall, Bishop Lamar Whitehead was on Way Up with Yee early on when the show started last year. And here's what he had to say about his pending case. Do you feel confident that you will get these charges dropped and that everything will be fine? You won't have to go back to jail because you are facing charges that have a significant amount of time attached to them.
Yeah, I believe that we're going to get the victory because Bishop Whitehead and the mayor of New York City is being trapped and set up by the real con man. And I just want my life back, Angela.
All right. Now, Bishop Lamar Whitehead also did go live today and commented on this verdict, and he does plan to fight it. Here's what he said.
Stop listening to all of these social media platforms and the media. Do your own research. I stand on my innocence. This was not about Bishop Whitehead, y'all. This was politically driven. This was about Mayor Eric Adams. And just because I was not going to be a federal informant against the mayor of New York, the FBI said they was going to make my life a living hell.
All right. He is scheduled to be sentenced on July 1st. And, you know, he could face up to 45 years in prison. So very unfortunate situation for him.
Man.
You know, he posted, "The story isn't over. It's just a new chapter. Stay tuned. God is still God. They can all laugh now and talk. After this, Jesus will still get the glory. Stay tuned for this new chapter called Truth and Vindication." And then okay. he put Watch God. All right. Well, that is your Yeetie. And when we come back, you know, we always want to give advice. And Mano, you are an award-winning
advice giver.
People love your reactions on Tell Us a Secret. And so 800-292-5150 is a number. Any question that you have, we are here to help you out. And you can always also leave a message in case you can't get through, and we answer your questions that way. Ask Ye when we come back, 800-292-5150.
Whether it's relationship or career advice, Angela's dropping facts.
You should know.
This is Ask Ye.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's in the building.
New Mano!
Advice giver. All right, let's give Mano a heads up. We have an anonymous caller on the line.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
It's me and Mano, and we're ready to hear your problem.
Oh, my God. Okay, so first let me start off by saying I am from Detroit, and I appreciate all the love that you show to Detroit, so I do want to say that.
Okay, 313 day is tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to be out there.
I think one of my business associates has some type of feelings or wants a relationship from me, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to go about that.
Well, what's the problem?
So she likes you?
It's not a she.
Okay, so so he likes you, but it's one of your siblings' friends.
Yeah, you could say that.
Why can't you date one of their friends?
Because that's messy.
It's not really. It's, you know, it's not like you're dating somebody they dated. It's just their friend.
It's too close to home, Miss Yee.
Well, do you like him?
No.
Oh, well then.
Not at all. I just don't want it to be like an issue coming up. Like, he could say anything. He could be like, oh, yeah, he tried to put the moves on me and stuff like that just because I'm not as receptive as he's putting it out. You see what I'm saying?
Sound like you got your answer already, though.
Yeah,
sound like
you don't
already
even like
know
him.
What you want to do.
And listen, at the end of the day, like, I would hope your sibling would believe you over a friend or an associate.
Right, that's true.
You don't even like him, so that. It's a non-brain. Now, if you would have been like, I do kind of want to date him, that's different.
Is your sibling and him, you know, messing around?
I mean, I don't know about that one. But you know about, you know how men be when they get together.
You know how what?
Men be when they get together.
No,
so
I don't know.
Oh, so it might be a situation where
he's trying
to talk to both of y'all.
I will hope not.
All right, well, it sounds like you have your answer. You don't even like him. If you don't do anything wrong, there's nothing for you to feel bad or guilty about. If someone doesn't believe you for whatever reason, that's on them, not you.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, I appreciate you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate y'all.
All right, well, that was Ask Ye, 800-292-5150, in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, we have Royce the 5'9 and Nysan joining us. They're from Detroit also, just like our Ask Ye caller. 313 Day is tomorrow, but they have a lot of other things happening. It's Way Up.
Yeah.
Yo. More Way Up with Angela Ye.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
On now.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And my guy, Royce da 5'9", is here with me.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, do you want to introduce, is this your artist? You manage him? Is it? Like,
this is my nephew.
Okay.
This is my nephew, Nissan.
Nissan.
And he also just happens to be the son of one of our prominent legends, R.I.P. Proof.
Actually, I love Proof. Like, I knew Proof personally also.
Oh, really?
I've been on tour with them.
Wow.
Yeah, so he definitely was one of my favorite people, like, mm-hmm, when man. He was alive. And we've had some crazy moments, you know, on the road, being mm-hmm. on tour in Vegas, but he always was the type of person who really held it down. Everyone liked him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. It's so crazy how many, like, people he reached and just was, like, such a character to. I find it so amazing.
And I know your dad also was in a group with Jay Dilla, too.
Yep.
He was in a group with me, too.
Well, yeah.
we were called the Head Shrinkers.
The Head Shrinkers?
Yeah, we never made any music, like, under that group name, but yeah.
Now, of course, we're also talking about 313 Day mm-hmm. in Detroit. So what are the plans for 313 Day? I know we're here to talk about this collaboration.
I'll probably go to the game.
I'll be there.
Because, you know, I have a partnership with the Detroit Pistons. That's another thing that I'm here to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming together, and there's going to be a whole bunch of initiatives. But right now, the focus is 313 Day and this collaboration.
So that was your thinking, to do that collab with Jay Dilla, this merch collab. It's a capsule collection.
Yeah, they were looking for something to do to honor Dilla.
Mm-hmm.
And we all came together and was like, how about we do like a merch capsule?
You know?
So we did 6 pieces. We did 3 T-shirts, 3 hoodies, and 2 hats. These you only can get in the arena and on the site, which is Pistons313shop.com.
Royce da 5'9" and Nissan are here with me. Now, Nissan, I do have to ask you, in that freestyle, when you ripped that picture of Cordae, what was that about?
Bro, I don't even got no problem with dude. I actually like him as a person. I picked on him like a few years ago, and then like my fans was just like, they loved it. So I just kept doing it. It's like an inside joke. But I told myself like, dang, that's messed up. I'm probably gonna stop. It's rooted in competition. It's not like no like beef, like, yo, when I see you.
It's not personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he ever hit you like, bro, what did I do? Like,
Nah. We'll talk one day.
He probably at the studio ripping a picture of you.
Yeah, it was probably, yeah.
I was right. The same way. I was doing more than ripping pictures up.
Yes, you were. And the whole crew was.
Yes,
okay, you guys were going at it.
Come on, Angie. You know I'm a cancer. Don't make me emotional.
Get emotional. And look, you have a Grammy nominated album for best rap album, and y'all might be doing another project together.
You talking about me and Primo, me and Marshall?
You and Marshall. I know you and Premier are.
Yeah,
for
sure. Me and Prem working on a joint thing that we do together called Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on the 3rd installment right now. As far as me and Marshall, yo, all he has to do is just send me a text message, and I'm to the studio whenever he's ready. We pretty much just do that on his time. I don't know what he's doing right now, but I know he's recording a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Nassan, you want some? I know you've done stuff with Marshall before.
For sure, yeah. He sent me some stuff, but we're going to... You know what I'm saying?
Look at you, Royce, like not drinking no more, mm-hmm. being healthy. You got your business together. How have things changed? I know we've talked about this before, but now it's been an even longer journey for you.
I'm a little bit more adjusted to it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But everything in my life changed when I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything, even something as minute as driving home and not being pulled over by the police. No, I used to think that they were targeting me.
You like, no, I'm just drunk.
Yeah, they pulling me over because I'm black, dog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Not because I'm swerving. Baseball cap,
you know what I mean? It's like as soon as I stopped drinking and driving, I stopped even getting pulled over by the police.
You know what? Have you spoken to Obie Trice at all?
I haven't. I know how us as addicts, we get defensive when people come at us in any kind of way about our problems. If ever the opportunity for me to speak to him, if he ever feels the need to speak to somebody, I'm certainly somebody he can definitely reach out to. I'm always available for that. You know, you got to kind of let them do things on their own terms for a minute. And then when they ask you for your help, mm-hmm. that's when you come in with the good words.
Yeah,
you
know they have to be ready for that assistance. Yeah. All right, we got Royce da 5'9" and Nassan in the building. He's a rapper who also happens to be the son of Proof from D12. We'll discuss more because 313 Day is tomorrow when we come back.
We're about to do this.
Yeah.
Yo.
More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and I'm talking to Royce da 5'9" and to Nassan, who is also Proof from D12's son. Now, Nassan, like, when did you realize that this is what you wanted to pursue?
Just, like, freestyling on the back of the bus. Like, you know how they do on, like, Wild 'N Out? Just, like, little one-liners. And every time it was my turn to go, like, people would be super excited. It's feeling that feeling in, like, the eighth grade or whatever. I was like, yo, I want to keep doing this. So I started making songs, and then I put a song out, then, like, I went to school with Yachty. I remember Yachty, he was like, we sat at the lunch table, he was like, bro, your song is hard. And I was like, really? Because everybody at school looked up to Yachty. He was always different. I was like, dang. So yeah, I just kept going.
Have you and Yachty spoken since you started?
Actually, no. I don't even think he knows I still rap. I did something and it might have rubbed him wrong, but I was just like,
why are you always doing something?
I don't know. Like, I was young and just,
what did you do?
Dumb. I got on Complex. I DM'd it to him because I was still in high school. I was like, look at me. And he was like going up or whatever. He had already graduated. He DM'd me. He was like, okay. I don't think he meant it like that.
Right. It's how you interpret it.
I was like, you ain't do this in high school. And then it just turned into like this big like weirdness in our DM. But yeah, he cool though. I ain't mean nothing by it, Yachty.
Like, he's like, let me clear up all my beefs with everybody right now.
Yachty, I was tripping.
Do you feel like you get signs from your father, Proof, from D12?
No, I definitely do. I feel like he's with me just like on this journey throughout the entire time. And I pulled over on the highway the other day, bro, and just cried, like just thinking about him because I just feel like he's so proud of me. And it's like, I'm trying to cry right now. Hold on, chill. Because I know, like you're saying, like he didn't get to do a lot of the things I know he wanted to do. He did a lot, but like he had a solo career that he wanted to like blossom fully. And I feel like I'm starting to live out that dream for him. Like for us, so yeah.
Royce da 5'9" and Nassan are here with me. Yeah, when you look back, Royce, at some of the things that you did, like what would you say are some of, like, let's just say the three biggest mistakes you made?
Taking that first drink with Dr. Dre.
That was your
first? That's my magnum opus of mistakes.
That was your first drink?
Yes. 21 years old. What's another classic one?
Balls out.
Oh, thanks for reminding me of that.
What'd you do?
No, probably.
We want to hear that story.
Probably pulling out a rocket launcher on camera.
Oh,
what happened that day?
Benzino, he pulled out a big gun in a video clip toward me, so I pulled out an even bigger gun in a video clip toward him.
Where do you get a rocket launcher from?
Detroit, bro.
Yeah. May I interject?
The third one was, if I can just group this act all together in one, like the infidelity. I kind of came into the business and kind of did as the Romans do.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of things against my better judgment.
Right. It's a lot of pressure when you, yeah. It seems like it's normal.
Because you want to fit in.
Things. Right.
And then on top of that, just the disloyalty to my wife, who right. I love very much.
So, I'm glad that y'all got that back on track even stronger, hopefully now.
I almost lost it.
Yeah, I remember. In a situation like that, does she still bring up things from the past? It's hard not to.
We finally got past the point of her doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But that drove me crazy, too. But that's one of the things that you got to go through. Because you can apologize, but that's mm-hmm. step one. Now, what about your actions? Your actions have to line up for a long enough period of time to where that isn't in her head anymore. And this is a process.
All right. Well, honestly, I appreciate you for coming through. And so the new album, Era 404, April 25th.
April 25th, yeah.
That's set in stone. Who else is on it? I know you got a lot of it done.
Baby Tron. I might have Royce on it.
Royce, come on.
We'll see.
I don't know. I might act funny. I don't know.
How much you gonna charge him?
Come out.
I'm gonna do the verse.
Yeah.
Let them get excited. Then I'm going to send them an invoice.
There's a few people on there.
All right. Any other beefs you need to clear up, or are we good?
I'm playing. We good.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me. I cannot wait to hear the full project. I will be with you on 313 Day, so I'll see you there.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you for having us, too.
Thank you.
Really appreciate the opportunity.
You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Ye. And when we come back, we have the last word. It's Way Up.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in to get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up with Angela Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's in the building. Day two.
Day two. We doing it.
You had a cough drop.
You had about two or three.
I needed it. But anyway, thank you to everybody who called in today. We were talking about finding things on the street. Apparently, everyone does this. And my dad used to do that growing up. And so I'm definitely traumatized from that. I can't imagine like bringing
picking
something
up
inside.
Stuff from outside.
Yeah. And some people sell things, though. You know, I can't be mad at it.
This is New York.
All right. Also, tomorrow is 313 Day. I'll be out in Detroit. I'll be at the Pistons game. Hopefully, they win.
They will.
On 313 Day. Why did you smile when you said that?
Because I can't wait to go back to Detroit.
Okay.
A couple things I want to pick up off the street.
All right. Anyway, thank you to Royce the 5'9 and to Nassan for joining us. You can watch all of that on Way Up With Ye. And right now, you guys have the last word.
$5,000 in cash. It was in a purse sitting on top of a garbage can. As soon as I opened it and looked in it, I seen a brown bag. I didn't know it was $5,000. I knew it was a big knock. Walked up the block, took it out of my pocket to look. If it was singles, kept seeing hundreds. It was like, oh.
I want to shine a light on my fiance, Aubrey A.R. Cooper, for being a great provider, a great lover, a great protector, and my best friend. For his patience with me, for his emotional intelligence and guiding me through and keeping my head up and level-headed at all times. I love you, baby.
You tapped in and Way Up with Angela Yee.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.